This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Greta Mart for KCBX News. An estimated 10,000 women, men, and children turned out Saturday to participate in the Women's March San Luis Obispo. Another estimated 10,000 people attended the Santa Barbara March. Similar marches took place around the world and in most U.S. cities. All were sister marches to the Women's March on Washington, which attracted hundreds of thousands of people to the nation's capital one day after the presidential inauguration. As they walked the circular route through downtown San Luis Obispo, KCBX asked marchers why they had joined the event. Here's a montage of their answers.
Because I'm angry at what's happened in my country and our lives.
Our bodies are not your political battleground.
I'm a first-generation immigrant family, and I came with my son, so.
Yeah, basically supporting the rights of my mom, my girlfriend, my sister, everybody else.
I have just had a renewed sense of being more involved in my community in the last couple months.
Well, we're here because we are hoping for a good future. And we're hoping that despite the fear that we all have, a lot of us are really afraid.
We don't want to fight for all this crap all over again. We're older. We've been through all of it.
Yes.
We've been
yes.
through the sexual harassment at work. We've been through, you know, not being treated equal. And we don't want to go backwards.
Oh, I'm just out here because I have to support basically us. You know, it's not just supporting women. It's supporting our whole unity as a people. Women are the fair sex. And I think that really they get most of the stuff done around this country.
Because of the problems we're facing that are just so terribly serious. And I'm very concerned, depressed.
Silence is no longer an option, and I march for the planet. Love is a force, and the force is with us.
I would just like to say that I'm sorry that the short-fingered vulgarian brought all this rain, but we're glad we're out here demonstrating against them.
I do think we need to stand together and fight any kind of evil that we see in any way, so we're here on force.
People started gathering at San Luis Obispo's Mitchell Park around 9:30 a.m. on Saturday. There were so many people that at one point, police stopped the front of the procession, holding the crowds back for about 15 minutes to allow the tail end to clear the return route. After trekking and chanting their way around downtown in the pouring rain, some marchers stuck around for post-march activities at Mitchell Park, where there was entertainment, informational booths, and food trucks. After the march completed, KCBX caught up with organizers Jen Ford and Don Addis.
Here we are at the march the day of, and what's your reaction? How are you feeling right now?
Amazing.
I'm in awe.
I just think that there's no ignoring us. There were marches worldwide. They started early for us, early this morning in New Zealand. They've been rolling across the globe. San Luis Obispo added 10,000 people to that. There's absolutely no ignoring what we want, which is a positive vision for our future, unity, inclusion, and a pro-peace moving forward.
When Addis and Ford visited the KCBX studio on January 3rd, at that time they were hoping for 5,000 people. By the day of the march, 8,000 had pre-registered. KCBX asked a police officer along the route if San Luis Obispo police had a crowd count.
Last we got was 7,000 plus, but what we heard it's probably more.
At Saturday's march, there was a total lack of any kind of antagonism. No marchers were carrying pro-Trump signs. No one was protesting the march's message of unity and peace. And police didn't get any reports of trouble. KCBX asked organizers Addison Ford what's next for them.
Keep checking our Facebook. We're still connected with the national movement, with the state movement. And the movement is the Women's March on Washington. So we're going to keep this thing rolling.
Yeah, this is only the beginning. This is definitely not the end. So hear our voice.
Reporting from the Women's March San Luis Obispo, I'm Greta Mart, KCBX News.